My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Healthy But Human podcast. My name is Callie Gwali. I'm your podcast host, and I am so excited you're here today listening wherever you are in the world. Welcome, my gorgeous queen. Today's episode is a fun one. I think I say that every single week. It's a solo episode. We had a guest on the podcast last week, my husband, John, to talk all about starting your passion project. So definitely don't miss out on the episode. It's a really good one. He has so much wisdom. But today's episode is a solo episode, and it's a little girl talk kind of episode, but we're going to be talking about God. I haven't done an episode, I feel like, on faith in a while. And I know a lot of you guys have questions about how to get closer to God, and I wanted to share some things that have been helping me a lot in my own life, just especially in seasons where maybe I feel far from Him. How do I get back into feeling close to Him? Okay, but before we do the topic, I want to change up the style, or not style, the layout of the episode today. So usually we hop into a self-check-in, but I want to give you a life update first. I feel very chatty today. It is 6 p.m. I have dinner at 6:30, so we're going to be productive. We're going to get this episode knocked out in a very productive manner. So I don't know why I just said that. Anyways, I have started the episode over literally 3 times, so I'm not going to start it over. We're going to move on. Pretend I didn't say that. I don't really know what I am saying. But life update. Currently sitting on my physio ball. 30, almost 37 weeks pregnant. Guys, how? Literally, I'm sorry, how? Like, okay, saying I have 5 more weeks of pregnancy to go doesn't sound like it's that close, right? But saying I have a little over 3 weeks left, this is getting real. Like, it's actually hitting me so hard, and I need to be so real with you because I feel like this podcast, out of the gates, I've just always been very real with you guys, sometimes a little too open. But I cried so much the past few days. I've been an emotional disaster. And you know, it's one of those things where, one, I definitely think hormones are changing around. But I will say, I think also too, it's like getting so real and it's so unknown that it's just like, whoa. You know, it's reminding me of when I went to college for the first time. Not that I went to college multiple times. I only went for the first time once, but it was for the first time. And I just remember the summer leading up to college, it felt kind of like this, just like a lot of unknown. I didn't know anyone going into college. And I know some of you guys listening are going to college for the first time, or maybe you're already at college or you're in college or whatever. But I just remember, I just felt really scared. I remember the first like week getting to school, it was very overwhelming. I didn't really know what was happening. And I feel very similar to that, except I've been in this waiting season for 9 months now of just like, oh my goodness, my entire life is about to change. I think the common, thankfully, the the similarity, or the things that are going to stay the same, community for sure. I'm really, really, really thankful that I have awesome, awesome people in my life here where I live. So that's been a huge blessing. But otherwise, my family doesn't live in Florida, so I'm a little nervous about that. Navigating all the things, a little nervous about, I'm opening an in-person Pilates studio. I actually announced, I did a little soft launch on my Instagram of the name. Oh my goodness. I don't know if I want to like hard launch it yet. Anyways, I got that. I kind of soft launched that and I'm wanting to open that in October, but honestly, realistically, it might be more like November. We'll see. We'll play it by ear. I think just gradually easing into opening that will be so fun, so fruitful. But there's just a lot of things kind of on the horizon, things that make me feel uncomfortable because they're so new, like the Pilates studio opening. That's a huge one. Like oh my goodness, just wanting to shrink back and not do it. That has been kind of a consistent battle for me, but it's been so fun because I actually have been training my friend McKaylee. Shout out McKaylee if you're listening, in Pilates for the past few weeks. I'm certifying her. She's going to be teaching Pilates for me. And that has been so amazing. I feel like training her, having her excited has really boosted me to be motivated to actually just get the gears in motion for the studio opening and happening. When in reality, I think if it was just me, I'd be like, I don't know, like, is this going to be like a good thing or whatever? Just having people in your circle who are supporting you is just so important. And I'm learning that in my life. But I think also too, just having a newborn baby, I don't know what it's going to be like. You know, people like to push their horror stories on you. They like to tell you your life's over when you have a kid. They like to tell you you're never going to see the sun again. Literally had that happen on my walk. And I was just like, I don't receive that. I simply just don't. That happened for you, but it doesn't have to happen for me. Your experience is not my experience. And you know, it's one of those things where people will sometimes push things on you and tell you it's gonna happen the way that they had it happen. But I think it's important to just realize that everyone's life experience looks different. So that's been something I've been having to navigate as well, is just taking those thoughts captive if someone says something like that to me. And even in labor, if people tell me horror stories about labor, I'm like, okay, that happened for you. So sorry that happened to you. But I am going to hold true that it's not going to happen for me. Anyways, that's a little ramble moment, but that's kind of been what I've been going through in the terms of just seasons. I think also too, like another thing I've been kind of, like I was struggling with a few days ago. I mean, honestly, not even a few days ago. This morning, John and I were having just some conflict, and a lot of it was stemming from me being afraid and afraid of this season, afraid of what it's going to look like in our marriage. So I was projecting a lot of my fear onto him. And as a result, we were bickering a little bit, having some issues there. But I will say, like, it's been really cool. And this is something that in marriage, in any relationship, like, you're going to have moments of highs and moments of lows. You're going to have arguments here and there. But it all comes down to how do you work through the arguments and the conflict. And I think it's really cool because anytime we've done this, it's worked. It's just praying. It's just asking the Holy Spirit to just come into the middle of the conversation. I feel like that just changes the entire atmosphere. Okay, I feel like I'm actually getting into the episode a little bit, trying to think of any more life updates. Okay, wait, I have one more life update for you. No, I have a couple life updates actually. First life update, this is me hardcore fangirling. I would love to have them on the podcast. So, Lord, if you hear me, I'd love to have him on the podcast. Girls Gone Bible. I don't know if you guys listen to that podcast. It's one of my favorites. Another little podcast plug for you. Their podcast is totally faith-based. It's really awesome. I actually listened to an episode on their podcast with a guest, Stephanie Ek. It was incredible, all about dreams, interpreting dreams. Like, oh my goodness, it was so cool. I'm going, God willing, got tickets. I'm going with my friend to their IRL event. They're doing like a tour or something, and we got tickets this week, and I'm so excited. But it's not until like late October. So we'll play it by ear. We'll see where we're at that time, that point in time. But I'm really excited, and I would love to have them on the podcast. That'd be a dream come true. So maybe we'll become friends, and that'll happen. And I'll look back on this episode and be like, this was me fangirling. Here we are. Okay. Anyways, one more update I have to share with you is that if you like Pilates and you like Pilates grippy socks, I got sent some socks from this small business, and I want to plug them because, one, I love supporting small businesses. I have a small business myself, so I know how hard it can be sometimes when it's just you and maybe one other person running it. But they're called YOLO Life. They literally, oh my goodness, they have the cutest grippy socks I've ever seen in my entire life. I got these, they sent me this box of socks, and one of them has, they hand embroidered this whole thing. One of them says Pilates and Matcha, and has a cute little matcha cup on it, and I love matcha. I stopped drinking coffee, honestly, very recently, because I didn't like how I was making my body feel. I don't know if it's just being pregnant, the caffeine is more intense or whatever, but I've been loving matcha lately. So they sent me those socks, and they sent me some other socks that have little pink bows on them, and they're slouchy, grippy socks. They're all pink, and they're so pink Pilates princess. It's actually crazy. They sent me another pair that's so cute. So definitely go check them out if you like Pilates and you like socks and you like to do reformer IRL and you need grip socks, or if you just like to have grip socks and wear them in your workouts at home. Like, they're so cute. So shout out YOLO Life. Thank you for sending me Pilates socks. Okay. Whew. Let's just get into the episode. Oh my gosh. We have to do our self-check-in. How could I forget that? Self-check-in time, you guys. So wherever you are, take a deep inhale through your nose. Fill up your lungs with goodness, love into your gorgeous body. And then exhale, just sigh out anything not serving you. Just release it with your breath. Okay, ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how am I feeling today? Then be just like so real with yourself. Okay, now I want you to ask yourself, why do I feel like this? Maybe something happened. Maybe you're believing a lie. Maybe you've been having a lot of intrusive thoughts lately. Maybe you've been having the best day ever. Whatever it is, pinpoint it. And now I want you to just give it over to God. Imagine you're just handing this number, this feeling to the Lord, and I want you to invite him into it right now. Just be like, God, I invite you into how I'm feeling in my life. We're not meant to walk through life by ourselves. God is always with us, which is so cool. Okay, next question I have for you is, have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? Minutes. If you have or not, let's all hydrate. Let's just do it. Hydrate in 3, 2, 1. Cheers. I'm back on my Stanley life grind. I have the Stanley cup again and I'm obsessed. I didn't use it for honestly probably 6 months. Forgot it was in my cabinet and I found it and I was like, wait, I drink so much more water with it. It's crazy. Next question I have for you is, have I stood up in the past 60 minutes? If you haven't, I want you to stand up, shake out the legs, shake out the arms, get the blood flowing, and then sit back down. And now I want you to ask yourself, have I complimented myself today? You deserve a compliment, whether it's about your internal amazing self or external beauty. Hype yourself up. Okay, final question I have for you is, where do I feel like I'm at with God right now? Just be so honest here. Maybe you feel far from him. Maybe you feel close from him. I'm gonna be honest. I felt very far from him until this morning. We were not close. Total transparency there. Okay. Let's dive in to today's episode topic, how to get close to God. And the reason why I actually felt really inspired to record this episode, I've had a couple of these before, similar episodes on the podcast, and I kind of love continuing to just post them because, one, Our walk with the Lord, it doesn't end. It doesn't stop. It's a continual journey and a relationship. It's like a marriage where you learn things within the first month of it. You learn things within the sixth month, within the 10th year. Like, you continue to learn more and more and more and develop new skills in that relationship and things. So I feel like this topic just never gets old. And like I said this morning, I was feeling far from God. It was really interesting because it wasn't like I hadn't been talking to the Lord throughout my day. Like, I usually talk to God just during the day. I'll be like praising him for different things. Thank you, Lord, for this happening. God, like, this is how I'm feeling right now. Just, you know, read the Bible, little things. Like, I truly have found that having the Lord, just talking to him throughout the day, that's one of my favorite ways to stay close to him. But for some reason, I was still feeling really far from him. And I think for me, I'm just going to start with the tip that truly changed the entire atmosphere for me in my life today, was journaling with God. What does that look like? So for me, journaling with the Lord looks like I have a little journal, a little notebook, and every day the prompt changes. Today it was a prompt around this diagnosis I received yesterday. I received a diagnosis in my pregnancy, and I'm not gonna lie, it kind of made me nervous when I got it. I mean, it's not that big of a deal, but obviously any diagnosis isn't fun in general in life. So I my mind, when I initially got the diagnosis, jumped to the worst conclusions. I started to freak out a little bit. I was trying not to, but I just started getting nervous. So anyways, this morning I wrote, the prompt was, Lord, like, what do you want me to know about this diagnosis? Next, what I'll do is, it's all really important to just turn off your brain. If you feel like your mind is racing a lot, you can seriously just ask the Holy Spirit, like, Holy Spirit, I pray you just fill my mind right now. And I pray you would stop the racing thoughts and just give the racing thoughts to the Lord. You can also take authority over the racing thoughts. Like, we have so much authority through Jesus. We can be like, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command these racing thoughts to stop right now in Jesus' name. Any spirit of distraction, you must leave my mind right now in Jesus' name. Distraction is definitely from the enemy. And that is one of the ways that the enemy tries to block us from being close to God, is through distraction. And so that is one of my favorite ways to really fight that, the racing thoughts actively. So once you feel like you don't have racing thoughts, you can also meditate on scripture as well. What does that look like? You can read the Bible, or if you have a favorite Bible verse, just have it playing through your mind and wait for a spontaneous thought to just pop into your mind. That is the voice of the Lord. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together. Hey everyone, it's Callie, and I have a little PSA for my girlies who are genuinely scared of what their period will bring each month. From painful cramping, uncomfortable bloating, cravings, or a roller coaster of emotions, I have been there and know how frustrating it can feel. Let me introduce your hormones to their new bestie, Hormone Harmony, a nature-inspired supplement that supports optimal hormone levels, helping to reduce mild mood swings, improve sleep quality, and even curb those annoying cravings. If you read the reviews, you'll notice that over 17,000 women all around the world are saying that they finally feel like themselves again after taking Hormone Harmony. Let's quickly dive into some of the core ingredients that make up Hormone Harmony. I love how Hormone Harmony includes adaptogens like ashwagandha extract, which helps the body handle stress from hormonal changes and cortisol levels. Another key ingredient that caught my eye is maca root extract, which can give you sustained energy, helps with mild mood swings, and supports a healthy drive. Painful periods aren't normal, and I'm here to tell you that you don't have to keep suffering through them. Hormone Harmony can actually help you. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Callie at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Callie for 15% off today.
The Capital Ideas podcast now features a series hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover what differentiates their investment approach, what learnings have shifted their career trajectories, and how do they find their next great idea? Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, but I will backtrack on that. Sometimes spontaneous thoughts are not always the voice of the Lord. How do you know if they're God or not? There is a very clear distinction between the enemy's voice and Jesus's voice. The enemy's voice sounds very mean girl, very condemning, very shameful, makes you feel bad about yourself, where the Lord's voice is very loving, encouraging, uplifting, yes, sometimes convicting. Conviction versus condemnation is different though. Condemnation makes you feel bad about something, guilts you, makes you feel like the worst person in the world, where conviction, it's where you know deep down something is not right, like you're doing something that isn't right. For example, I was listening to some music the other day. It was just like secular music, like house music or whatever. And it wasn't like explicit or anything. It wasn't necessarily looked bad on the outside. But I just felt in my spirit, like some of the songs I was listening to just wasn't, it just like there was something off about it, you know? So I'd say that's more discernment, but I kept listening, okay? So I felt some discernment and I kept listening. And then I just felt in my spirit, I was like, oh, I know I need to stop. Like, I just know this isn't good for me. It's like when you're eating a pizza and you love it, it's so good, and you know if you have one more slice, it's gonna make you feel bad because you've already had so much. And you just know, okay, like, I need to stop. Like, it's just not the best. But then you eat it and then you feel worse. Like, that's conviction, okay? That's a good example of what conviction is. But you eat it, you feel worse, and it's okay. Like, you move on. You don't, like, shame yourself over it. But if a condemnation for eating pizza is, like, you eat that slice of pizza that you know you shouldn't have eaten, but then all of a sudden the mean voices are like, wow, you're so fat. Like, I can't believe you did that. You're such a glutton. Like, whatever, you know? That's what I mean by condemnation. Mean girl voice. So where I was going with that, when you're journaling the Lord's voice, wait for the spontaneous things to pop into your mind and write them down. And then I want you to check on them. See if they're uplifting thoughts. See if they align with scripture. Does it sound like how Jesus talks in the Bible? Does it sound like how the Lord speaks? So anyways, my example today, when I wrote down that diagnosis question, it was actually so interesting. It was even before I'd finished writing the question, I had this impression. An impression is like, you know, if you zone out, okay, you know, if you zone out and you have, like, let's just say you're daydreaming, for example, and you have like visions in your mind when you're daydreaming. That's what an impression kind of is. You have a picture of something pop into your mind. So when I was writing down this question, I had a picture of this doctor who I saw last week pop into my mind. And little backtrack story is I didn't have a great appointment. I didn't like the doctor. She was not my favorite at all. And I realized I had a lot of unforgiveness towards this doctor. I judged her a lot. I just really, really didn't like her. So I felt the Lord put her on my mind. And I just knew. I was like, I need to forgive her. And that was the thought. That was the spontaneous thought that came from the question. So I write it down. I need to forgive the doctor. And then as I'm writing down, I need to forgive the doctor, I felt this other thought pop into my mind. When you forgive her, I'm going to heal you. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So anyways, I work on forgiving the doctor and immediately feel just so much peace. Just, there is so much peace that comes from forgiveness. Forgiveness is such a weapon. It's such a tool. It doesn't mean you're a powerless person. It doesn't mean the person that wronged you is right. It just means you hand it over to God like he's a CEO, big boss. You're like, hey, take care of this. This is not my thing to have vengeance on. So anyways, that was really cool. And once I did that, I felt the Lord just continue to put more thoughts in my mind. I continued to ask him more questions. I'd write down another question and I'd write down things that popped into my head, all these things. So it also takes practice. Sometimes the first few times I journaled God's voice, I wasn't totally sure if it was him or not, but that's also, the enemy likes to put doubt in your mind about if you can hear God or not. Literally, you can hear God. He speaks to every single one of us. I'm not special in that way. Someone else who hears God isn't special in that way. We all can hear God. A lot of times, though, it comes because if you don't hear the Lord's voice or you feel like it's hard to, a lot of the times it's one, because you maybe haven't practiced, or two, because a lot of other things are cluttering your mind, making it hard for you to hear God's voice. Things like busyness, distraction, overconsumption of media, never being alone. Like, this is also another tip I have for you in terms of how to get close to God. I feel like just retreating into aloneness for 15 to 30 minutes or however long, just going and being with God by yourself. I've been doing the whole thing of, oh, like, I can talk to God anytime. I can talk to him when I have friends around, when me and John are together, when I'm with my dogs. Like, yes, that is very true, but there is this different level of intimacy when it's just you and God in the room and you don't have the distraction of somebody else around. So that's my other tip for you, is get into an isolated place. You can go into your closet, you could go into your bedroom, you could go outside somewhere in nature. Find a place where you really feel like you encounter the Lord deeply. Because also too, God speaks to all of us in different ways. For me, the language he speaks to me is through journaling. He speaks to me in other ways too, but that's the main way that I really feel like I hear his voice. I have people in my life I know who hear God through nature. When they go walk by the ocean, they really encounter the Lord and hear his voice so clearly. I know people who hear the Lord speak through songs, through podcasts. Like, he speaks in so many different ways, and it's up to us if we want to have our eyes and ears opened to truly having faith that God is speaking to us. It all comes down to having faith that he's talking to us, rather than listening to the voice saying, oh yeah, there's no way God's talking to me. I think something else too that has helped me a lot with just being close to God is realizing that Christianity is, yes, considered a religion, but truly, 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 it is about relationship. You don't have to follow religious laws to be accepted by God, which is, it's really cool, because I feel like this is the only religion where you don't have to earn God's love. Like, I feel like so many other religions you have to perform for the God to accept you or whatever, where this is a religion where God loved us so deeply, he sent his son to die on the cross for our sins, and he did it knowing that we are not perfect beings. We didn't earn that. Like, we didn't do anything to get God to send his son. He just loved us so much that he did that, which is really, really a beautiful thing. And so no matter where you are in your life right now, if you're listening to this and you're like, yeah, Callie, I want to be close to God, but I'm partying on the weekends, I'm getting hammered, like every night, or I'm sleeping around, or like doing drugs, whatever the case is. I've been there. I've been there too. God still is in your life, and he still is chasing you down. He wants a relationship with you. He wants to talk to you, and he's not expecting you to be perfect. I mean, if you look at the disciples, a lot of them were kind of the degenerates of the times. I mean, there was the tax collector who so many people hated him. He was literally like an outcast in that time. And Jesus invited him into his core group of people, which goes to show that God doesn't have favorites. God doesn't pick based on our works. He wants you. He wants a relationship with you. He wants to talk to you. And you don't have to be something for him to accept you. Other things that have helped me get close to God as well is, I think, truly watching what I'm consuming media-wise. When I consume a lot of music that isn't bringing glory to the Lord, or I'm watching a lot of TV, or simply just distracting myself, even if it's not necessarily like bad or anything, if I'm just on social media looking at my friend's posts or whatever, sometimes in those seasons I feel far from the Lord because I'm not taking time to just have stillness in my life. There's a book that's really good called... I literally just forgot what this book was called. As I was like, there's a book, it's really good. I'm going to look this up for you because it's a really good book. And it's by this dude named John Mark Comer. Just typing this up to find the book he wrote. Bear with me. Okay, it's called The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry by John Mark Comer. It's really awesome, and it really brings to perspective just how our society is so fast-paced and busy. He talks a lot about how when you slow down in stillness, like that's a really great time to just encounter the Lord. If you look at how Jesus walked on this earth, I mean, he would retreat. He wasn't always surrounded by people. He would go off a lot by himself and spend time with God. Okay, and something else I just need to address is, I think so often in Christianity, people get really caught up in legalism, in the sense of, I have to spend time with God for 30 minutes every day or else I'm a terrible Christian. I have to read my Bible. I must go to church. I have to go to church every single week or else I am not a good Christian. I'm just not close to God. You know, I've been there. I have actively and I'm actively overcoming this feeling of, if I don't spend time with God for a blank amount of time or whatever, navigating those intrusive thoughts. The thing with Christianity, like I said before, is we don't have to earn God's love. When we spend time with the Lord, when we go to church, when we do these things, it should be from a heart posture of us wanting, craving closeness with the Lord. Not doing these things because we have to, but doing these things because we get to and we want to. It's like if you had a friend and you got coffee with them every single week because you felt like you just had to. You didn't want to actually spend time with your friend. You just knew if you didn't, you'd be a bad friend. But it's like that's not how a relationship with the Lord should be. It should be like we want to get coffee with him every week. We want to be close to him. So that's something too that I've been really personally navigating and overcoming, is this feeling of like, I should not feel guilty if I don't go to church one week. I shouldn't feel guilty if my quiet time looks different, or if I don't do it every morning before I start my entire day. So these are just some things that I've been really navigating personally and have been helping me a lot in my own life and my own walk with the Lord as well. I think too, just like I said, just really inviting God into every part of your life. Invite him into your struggles. Invite him into your wins. Praise him in the good moments. Praise him in the bad moments. Tell God how you're feeling. If you're having a really freaking bad day, tell him. Just be like, God, I'm having a really bad day and I need you, Lord. I need your peace. He is our Father. He's our Dad. He loves you so deeply and he wants to be with you in your life. One more thing I will say, if you're really new to your faith and you're like, I don't know how to even navigate the Bible, start with Matthew. Don't start with Genesis, start with Matthew. That's in the New Testament. If you look in the table of contents, you'll find it. It's the story of Jesus. It helps you get to know his character more. And as you read the Bible, just really asking the Holy Spirit to show you new things, give you new revelation, because the Bible is the living word of God. Like, he can speak to you in new ways every time you read the same verse. It's really, really cool. I also love Sadie Robertson's devotional, Live on Purpose. I say this a lot. This devotional helped me a ton when I was getting back into my faith and didn't really know where to start. It's great. It's very tangible, very easy to understand. And also too, back to reading the Bible, because reading the Bible is super important. If you don't read the Bible, I mean, how are you supposed to know what God sounds like? That's one of my favorite ways to be like, okay, I'm learning more about God's character through this Bible, which allows me to really be able to discern what voices are in my head. Does it sound like the Lord? So that's been really, really awesome. I think in terms of reading the Bible, there's so many different translations you could have. I love the New Living Translation. It's really easy to understand. It is also very, very, doesn't leave a lot of things out in translation, which I love that about it. So if you get the Bible app, you can change the translation to New Living Translation. You can try other translations and see what clicks in your brain. But that's just my personal favorite. All right, other than that, those are just some things that have been really helping me a lot in my own personal walk with the Lord. He's not expecting perfection. He doesn't need you to perform for him. He doesn't need you to show up for an hour plus every single day. If you feel like you have to, if you do it because you want to, it's totally different. But he's not going to judge his relationship with you based on length of time, if that makes sense. So I challenge you to be intentional with your time with God and let him in, be vulnerable with him. Know that he is there. He's not some made up thing. He is there. His spirit is there. He wants to be part of your life, and he's talking to you, and he wants to talk to you. All right. I hope you love this episode. If you did, send it to a friend who really wants to get close to God as well and encounter him in new ways. Also, feel free to leave a review. 5-star review helps so much with this podcast reaching more people in the world, sharing the love, and all the goodness. Also, you can find me on Instagram. I have a podcast Instagram. It's Healthy But Human Pod. I will say I'm not very active on there. So if you want to reach me faster, Caligualli is my main personal Instagram. I also have an online Pilates studio called Sweaty Studio, where I post weekly workouts and have workout challenges. I have Pilates and praise workouts on there, lots of uplifting workouts with affirmations to feel amazing inside and out while you work out. And that is linked below for a free trial as well. All right, that is about all of the stuff. I will catch you next week and have the best day. You're awesome. Stay healthy but human and keep shining, my gorgeous queen. Bye. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. Investment professionals reveal how they find their next great idea, what gives them their investment edge, and a few personal stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength in improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.